Civil rights lawyers in Mississippi are trying to strike a provision from the state constitution that goes back to 1890. They say it is discriminatory and blocks African Americans from voting. And now they want to take their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. This case centers on a Mississippi rule that blocks people convicted of certain felonies from ever voting again. And joining us now to talk about this is Rob McDuff. He's an attorney with the Mississippi Center for Justice, which brought this case. Rob, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. Can you first tell us about this section 241 in the Mississippi Constitution? It says people guilty of certain crimes cannot vote. Theft, arson, embezzlement, bigamy. What are the origins of this section of the law?
In 1890, Mississippi was the first of several southern states to rewrite its state constitution to take the vote away from black people who attained it in the aftermath of the Civil War. And so among the devices adopted by the 1890 Mississippi Constitutional Convention were the so-called literacy test, the poll tax, and this provision that permanently barred people from voting who were convicted of a list of crimes that the framers believed were committed primarily and disproportionately by black people. These were not the worst crimes. I mean, none of them were violent crimes, but they were considered to be black crimes. Mm. The literacy test and the poll tax were eventually discarded in the 1960s as a result of federal court order and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, but the felon disfranchisement provision remains in place today.
Mm-hmm. And was this designed to disenfranchise black voters? Can we discern the intent here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was very clear from statements made by the Constitutional Convention. It was very clear from contemporary statements, including an 1896 decision of the Mississippi Supreme Court that described the intent of the framers when they passed this provision and said it was specifically passed to target black people because these were crimes that were considered to be committed primarily by them.
Mm. Now, this provision is at the center of a case where a federal appeals court has ruled that it is constitutional. The majority in this appeals court ruled that Mississippi has, since this provision took effect, cleansed it of its taint by removing one crime, burglary, and adding murder and rape to a list of crimes that take away a person's right to vote. Just so we understand it, what is the majority argument here in this ruling?
The majority said that the discriminatory intent had been purged by these relatively minor amendments to the provision in 1950 and 1968 that left the original 1890 list largely intact. But anyone who knows Mississippi history and Southern history knows that 1950 and 1968 were not periods of racial enlightenment. The Mississippi legislature was all white in 1950. It had only one black person among its 172 members in 1968. At the notion that relatively minor amendments in those years somehow cleansed and washed away the earlier discriminatory intent totally ignores the historical reality of those times.
What is the evidence you're bringing that this remains discriminatory?
This provision has led to the disfranchisement of over 50,000 people, most of whom are black, who were unable and have been unable to vote because they were convicted of one of the crimes on this racist 1890 list. And so it is clear to us that it is unconstitutional and that it should be struck down. So we are going to take the next step. We are going to seek review in the United States Supreme Court, and hopefully they step up and strike down this shameful provision once and for all.
Are there similar provisions in other states that groups like yours are trying to highlight, trying to challenge?
There was a provision in Alabama that was struck down by a unanimous Supreme Court in a case called Hunter versus Underwood. And that case is very much like our case. And we are arguing to the federal courts and will argue to the Supreme Court that our case should come out the same way Hunter did.
More broadly, are states generally moving away from banning certain felons from voting?
Mississippi is in a small minority of states that still permanently bars people from voting if they're convicted of certain crimes. The definite trend is to move away from those provisions and to allow people to vote once they have served their sentences. Only Mississippi and 10 other states are still permanently barring people from voting because they're convicted of certain crimes. And particularly given the racist origins of the law in Mississippi, it is really time for it to be erased from the law books and to move to a much more rational system.
Rob McDuff is an attorney with the Mississippi Center for Justice. Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Scott Tong in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix. This is Here and Now.